Sci-fi. Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also, tune in Monday nights. This is a new thing, twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. Willie and I are hanging out. We're brainstorming ideas for an upcoming narrative sci-fi genre podcast called Parabnormal. It's a weird scam thing that we're getting into, so, but whatever, it's breaking stories, it's fun. We talk a lot about aliens and shit.
Yeah, if there's any scam to it, we're getting scammed, not people.
Well, we're gonna try to scam you eventually. It's $8 a month, but we haven't launched yet, so we only get four of those dollars. That's only $2 each. So $8, what is coffee now? Fucking
$8 for a good one.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our friend. She is a writer for television. The shows include Foundation, Tig and Seek, Fire Country, and Ordinary Joe. There's one more thing. She's also the founder of the Green Envelope Aid. It's Joel Garfinkel. What's up?
Hello.
How are you?
Be here with you guys.
Thanks for suffering through that.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain the foundation?
Yes. Yes. Not to be confused, Foundation, the show that I wrote an episode for.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Green Envelope Aid is a mutual aid strike fund that I started during the Writers Guild strike about a month into it. I was one of the lucky ones that got like a broadcast show residual check. So not like a 22-cent check, an actual, check that's like, I can pay my bills this month. And I just wanted to pay that, forward. And so I just Venmo'd a friend of mine that had been struggling with bills, and she was so appreciative that I put it on the internet, as we do, back in the days when it was called Twitter.
I refuse to call it X. I think it's Twitter.
It's the same as the Staples Center. It will continue to be the Staples Center.
I'm going to call it Twixter. Yeah, I called it the Staples Center today, and I was reading crypto. I was like, Staples Center looks weird.
No, can't do it. Can't do it. So I went on that, website and said, if anyone else is looking for assistance, please reach out to me. I would love to Venmo you $100 for groceries. And, we had a lot of people reach out, but what was even more amazing is, writers, had reached out to me saying that they had just gotten residual checks and, wondering if they could give money to me to then pass on to other people. So I called my accountant, and to date, we have raised over 220 grand, I think is what it's up to, and have sent over 2,000 grants. So it has been amazing. And I, such a silver lining of the strike, because for me, it was really like seeing that solidarity every day. We opened it up to all union members, including IATSE and Teamsters and Leuna and TAG. And so it really was.
SAG? What about SAG?
Of course, SAG. I will say the fund, it was like very manageable. Like I was like able to send funds within like 1 or 2 days. And then when SAG went on strike, it was like, now the wait list is like 3 weeks, but we're getting, we're getting funds. I'm a one woman operation. I've had people come in and like help me with like applications and, creating like an application and graphic design stuff. Cause I don't know any of that.
Yeah.
Logically challenged. I know how to send Venmo and that's, what I've been doing.
The best part of this story is you just wanted to do something nice for your friend. And then it snowballed into like a really great version of people want to help people. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it was really, it started as something so simple. Exactly. And like, and even my friends that they're like, you know, I think of myself as a nice guy, but like, I would have never thought to do this, you know, and stuff and donating. And sometimes that's how all it takes is like leading by example and people see something and it was so simple. So yeah.
You ever just think of taking that 200 grand and putting a deposit down on a house?
That is like anytime then, I talk to drinks with like the my fellow like strike captains and stuff, there's the joke of like green envelopes got this, but I am so paranoid about it. If you saw like my Excel spreadsheets of like all the accounting, it's just like
look, you get put a down payment on and then rent it out cheap and then send that out to people.
Put it this way. I was trying to figure out a way to do a down payment to start this as an actual nonprofit. And like, even that seemed too overwhelming. So, you know, but no.
Oh, so wait, what? You have to,
we're not a nonprofit.
Oh, I didn't know you had to pay to do that. Really?
Yeah, it costs, it's a lot of money. And normally it takes about a year, the process. Like there's sometimes that you can expedite it and during a strike.
Fuck, that's stupid.
No, they do not make it easy to give people money. Like imagine that.
Fucking government, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be a right-wing Republican from now on and just abolish all government. I'm going to be one of those guys.
Yeah. That's the way you go, you know.
Well, congratulations on that. That's fucking great. Where is that money? Like, I'm just curious because you could put it in like a CD and make like 5% on it, you know?
I just keep it in the Venmo and PayPal. So it's...
Are you serious? That's a mistake, man. You know how much interest you could get off that?
There is a very, with taxes, I have, you know, very particular science of how to do a mutual.
Keep it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, these are extra gains. These are extra gains over here.
Yeah. Next, it'll be like, you know, investing in the NFTs and then that, you know, the stadium that we cannot mention. So
couldn't you pay yourself for this though?
If it was a real nonprofit, I could.
Oh, but it's okay.
But it's not. It's all considered gifts.
That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of questions about that, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We got to talk about, you know, paranormal and stuff. Hang on.
Yes.
So we do something here on the show called the WOW Scale. It stands for Waiter Willie.
WOW Scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the 5 questions, I will give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WOW scale?
I am so ready.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years or so?
I do believe in aliens and extraterrestrial life. I think that it is a... Very selfish like viewpoint that we are the only ones in the universe. I think that they have visited Earth. I don't know if it is in the past 300 years.
So you want to go no on 300 years or?
I'm going to go no on 300 years and yes on the other two.
You got it. What about ghosts?
Oh, I definitely believe in ghosts and I think I have seen some ghosts.
Ooh. Please tell your shortest ghost story that you feel like you've seen a ghost.
So the first time I saw it was a child, because as a child, you're more connected to the supernatural and stuff. And I was sitting in my room and I was with my brother and a few of our like childhood friends. And in the hallway, I saw a shadowy woman figure. All of our parents were downstairs and the lights flickered as this happened.
How many parents do you have?
Well, all the parents of the like friends that were over. I have two parents.
Oh, I see.
But it was like, you know, there wasn't just like a random like parent walking around.
They were all downstairs probably getting drunk.
And,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Here, from Southern California, third generation.
So this was in Southern California?
Yeah. So this was out in Agoura Hills. So
did the lady look? It was a dark shadow, so you couldn't see any real features, right?
No, you couldn't see any features. It was like, and she didn't have like any legs or any, like she was just like floating down the hall.
Oh, like a Ghostbusters, go like the librarian.
No, it was like literally, yeah. And I even like thought to myself, like afterwards, I'm like, did I just see Ghostbusters? And it was it like my imagination taking off like that?
Right.
But
Willie, mute. We're in the middle of the WoW scale.
I am muted. We are muted.
No, you're not. Okay, third question. Bigfoot.
No.
Nobody likes Bigfoot, man.
I mean, there's just too much that it
is. Is it too cartoony or does no one likes Bigfoot?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's just too much evidence that it could be something else.
A bear mm-hmm. with
a bear, a mountain man. Who knows?
A mountain man. psychics.
Yes. And like I do, like I can tell fortunes with playing cards.
Every girl believes in psychics, man.
I mean, well, women are more instinctual. So, and that's truly what, you know, psychics are.
So do you think, that you bring up an interesting point. Do you think it's intuition or do you think that it's a gift?
I think it's both, honestly. I think that the gift is intuition, but I mean, ever since that is another thing, like I found out that I came from like a family of fortune tellers, like my great grandparents would do like seances in Hollywood and stuff. And like,
oh no.
Wow. Cool.
Do you think a lot of the stars were into that? Do you think they did?
Yes,
stars?
And a lot of politicians apparently were into it.
So you've got generational wealth now.
We don't like to talk about, no.
All right.
That's a podcast for another day.
What's the most famous? You didn't know your great grandparents?
I didn't know.
Have the stories trickled down? Did they have a big star that they?
Yeah.
Who's the biggest star?
I mean, my mom like walked into the living room one time and said that she saw JFK. Just like having like, you know.
Okay. You definitely need to come back. And that's just the topic.
We can get like, I've like had to do research on my family. Cause they also like my great grandparents were the ones that brought like the Freemasons to California. There's like Illuminati shit with like my like family jewelry. Like there's, we can. You what? Didn't know
what are we doing? What are we talking about? That's such a fucking tease. Can you just come back next week? Do we have a guest next week? I know you got
we'll
a kid.
See if Nate can watch Jack again, but yeah.
Okay. Last question. Do you believe in simulation theory that we exist in some sort of simulation?
I go back and forth on this one a lot. Like it depends on where I'm at in life. I will say for me, since becoming a parent, I don't think so.
What does becoming a parent have to do? Why did that change your mind?
I think it just like changed my concept of life a little bit.
Interesting.
In terms of
because it's chaos. Now it's chaos.
And there's not a controlled, you know, and stuff with that element. And then also like, I don't know. You're like looking at me like,
right? I'm looking. I mean, I'm glazing all the time, but I always say, once you have a kid, you relive your whole life through your parents' eyes.
Yes.
And then like, sure, you see the cycles, but the cycles are because of training a brain. And I think if it were a simulation in this context, this is a huge step that doesn't need to happen.
Yeah, totally agreed. And so, so I think that right now in this period, the answer would be no.
All right. So, you've got a score of, I'm going to call you a 3. I'm going to call you a 3. So you're right in the middle there.
Yeah, right down the middle.
Not bad. How do you feel? Do you feel different now that you know?
No, I mean, I think that that's what I expected to be.
Okay, good. Really? Okay, cool. Willie, let's see if she's really a 3. Hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Non-human intelligence arrival date? There is a CIA whistleblower out there, John Ramirez, who says that the U.S. government must prepare the people for the alien arrival by 2027. Is this a real thing? How credible is this guy? Do we need to listen to all whistleblowers right now? Let's get into tonight the reality of non-human intelligence showing up by 2027. On Real Life Sci-Fi.
Woohoo.
I fucking hope so. I really do think, this is my position on aliens. They're either going to come and take us over, or they're going to come and help us. Either way, I don't think it could get much worse. So I'm really looking forward to it.
We're really at a low point for how we interact with, I mean, like, just our human experience is pretty bad right now.
It's fucking dog shit.
There's great things happening on the small scale. It's big picture, man. We don't deserve the beauty of other humans.
Yeah. I mean, I think what you're saying, humanity all time low, we've got multiple wars, we've got multiple, like, you know, problems and stuff. 2027, like, I kept thinking about what the significance of that particular number is, you know, and stuff. Cause like we've had in numerology, significant dates and everything. So it is, that's my thing, is that 2027, like, what is the significance of that date?
Did you come up with anything? Like, what are your theories?
I haven't. We can discuss some theories, but.
Well, so numerology, are you into, like, numerology?
A little bit. Like, I find it interesting. And, like, I'm definitely one of those people that, like, well, I'll notice, you know, the times and stuff like that of significant dates and think, like, a lot of things are cyclical. But, yeah.
What was 9/11 numerology-wise?
We can add it up right now. See what the...
Oh, what is there, like, an app that you can plug it into?
No, so you add up all the numbers, and then whatever the number, like the final prime number is what, you know, like, it has some significance in terms of what that date is.
Oh, so you would add the year as well.
It's weird because when you get into numerology,
2021.
What, 2001?
2021 would be the sum of 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? Does that mean anything?
Well, then you have to add.
No,
the two.
No.
Yeah. It would
add
actually
each
be
individual
five.
Number. Yeah.
Oh.
Because you add all the numbers together until you get a single digit number. And then each of those numbers have like, I don't know what five is, you know, significant to, but.
When we get into numerology and then also like, taking the alphabet and a subscribe or adding making a number to that value. I mean, that's what makes me go like, oh gosh, this is weird because how do these numbers have a history of, cause like in the realm of numerology and this stuff, you can look back and point out how it actually works out, but you can't predict anything. It's hard to predict.
It's like if you fuck with numbers enough, you're always going to find meaning, right? Like
I don't know how long it's been since you've seen Pi, and this is just a side thing that happens in the movie Pi. But
I've never seen Pi.
The way that the
I don't like Darren Aronofsky.
I love that movie, but
Tree of Life. More
the way
like
that their alphabet
bullshit.
Works
Life is not Aronofsky.
The way their alphabet works.
Wait, Tree of Life isn't? Oh, that's fucking... Sorry, Willie. Go on.
Willie?
That's... What's his name? Shit.
Terrence Malick.
Yeah. I don't like Malick either.
Okay. Well, fair. A lot of people don't. Go ahead, Willie.
Well, I just watched this clip on Pi recently, and that's what made me think of it. But so like, you know, I don't even fucking remember, but like the word for sun has a numeric value, and the word for father also adds up and mother add up in a way that equals. It's just kind of
so
like
it only
the words,
works if you speak English. Come on,
no, it's not English. I'm not talking English. It's
the fuck out of here.
Hebrew, right?
Yeah,
is it Hebrew? But just saying that like their words are made from math. And so I don't know.
Hebrew
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I mean, that was the whole premise of Foundation, at least in the second season, the you know, TV show and the books, is that's how they predict the future is through math. And so like there is, like, as you said, you can predict numerology and like see it in the past, but it's, you know, the fiction version is predicting it to the future. So That was for me the jumping out headline of this, the 2027, you know, what is the significance of that particular date? Because why aren't the aliens coming in 2025? Or why didn't they come in 2012 when the Mayans predicted, you know, like the end of the apocalypse?
Yeah. Let me jump into this guy real quick. This guy's name is John Ramirez, GS-15. I'm sorry, I don't know what that means. He's a CIA officer, retired. He worked in signals intelligence. He worked for the Office of Scientific and Weapons Research, OSWR, which later ended up becoming the WINPAC Weapons Intelligence, Non-Proliferation, and Arms Control. And what he says is they are the real group that investigates UFOs, because they cannot investigate UFOs on American soil. Their focus is the rest of the world. And what technology does the rest of the world have? And as they've been researching the rest of the world's technology, all these other governments have been releasing their UAP UFO files. And so they've actively been researching every technology every other country has and every single UFO UAP report that they've put out. And so he's like, yeah, we are the ones that actually research UAPs and their technology and what's going on. And so it's pretty nuts to go like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
GS-15, just so you know, that stands for General Schedule 15. It's a government employee title and it's like the highest. It goes all the way from GS-1 to it's the highest rank of the general pay schedule. So it's basically, he's making the most that you can make in government. Unless you're, you know, a senator and you're doing a bunch of backroom deals. Once reaching GS-15, the only way to continue increasing your pay is through step increases. This is boring. So whatever. It's just a categorization.
That's interesting. So he was also like one of the highest paid government.
Yes, but I'm looking at their pay scale. It's only $117,000 to $152,000. So he's not, you know.
He's not making bank.
That's on the books.
He is probably making more in podcast appearances than he did.
Right. And Joelle, I know you saw a few of his interviews and whatnot. I just want to ask your opinion, and I'm not trying to preload this, but like when I watch him, he is just an intelligent, put together man that like is putting out some real information.
Yeah.
What's an actor that he looks most like that I would know? I got to picture someone.
You know who he gave me vibes of a little bit? B.D. Wong.
I don't know. Who is that? So I'm guessing Asian?
He looks Asian. I feel like he's Asian.
Yeah.
Without knowing anything.
Oh, I know this guy. What's he from? Lost?
B.D. Wong, I feel, has been like in everything. Like I couldn't even. I worked on it on like two shows with him, Jesus. But you probably wouldn't know the shows, but that I worked on with him.
All right. So, okay. Now I've got a picture of him.
Has that like composure of you don't know B.D. Wong's work, but like, he's very composed. He usually plays like a therapist and stuff. And so like, yeah, from his interviews, he was very mild mannered, very passionate, knew that you could tell like what he was talking about, but did not come off as like conspiracy theorist, kook in any way.
This is cool, man. All right. So, and he's a little younger, right? Than like the normal whistleblowers who are like, oh, fuck it. I'm like,
no,
dying.
I think he's older.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He worked for the... He has the inspiration, whatever of B.D. Wong, but he worked for the Department of Defense, whatever, from 84 to 2009.
Oh, okay. So where is he getting this info from then if he retired like almost 20 years ago?
So he would not say his source of his information. Here's the few things that he said. He said, Luis Elizondo, he's the guy who really broke all the, he was the big whistleblower responsible for all the UAP videos that came out in 2020.
The Tic Tacs and stuff, right?
Yes, yes. But he worked for the company that was researching all that, or, you know, hiding all that.
Because that's what you're saying. I was looking up what GS15 meant for most of this conversation. So I missed some stuff. He works for a private company and claims that they're the ones who are actually researching.
No. When he was talking, I'm saying that John Ramirez, when he's bringing up this date of 2027, he had like three sources. One of them was Luis Elizondo. This is the guy who worked for the researching the Tic Tac stuff. And in 2022, he said basically like, if you don't believe in aliens, he didn't use words aliens, but whatever, I don't know what term he used. I'm just saying.
Sure, don't matter.
If you don't believe in this stuff, just find a hobby for 5 years, and then you'll see the truth.
What does that mean? That's weird.
Meaning that no matter what, in 2027, they're going to be here.
Oh.
Like, distract yourself for the next 5 years, and then you will be proven right.
Yeah, it's dismissive.
But
condescending.
But it's really like there's so much shit out there that if you don't believe in it, you don't have to. It's going to happen.
Yeah. But and I'm so curious how they're predicting like that it's going to like how what are the signs of that it's coming in 2027?
Right. And that's the weird thing. So his source, he said that he didn't want to talk about his source, but it was like a legitimate, like, you know, because where he worked,
nobody's like, get the fuck out of here.
Basically, most of these whistleblowers, I don't know if you know this, but whistleblowers still have to get their whistleblowing approved.
Yes.
You have to, you can whistleblow all you want, but you will go to jail for half of your whistleblowing. There aren't real protections for
do you mean like, or else you end up like Snowden or something? Is that what you mean? Like
you end up becoming an enemy of the state because you are revealing top secret information.
Sure. So, but what are the proper channels or like, what is that?
So like for this last congressional hearing, everybody that spoke, they had, I forget what the office was. I wrote it down for that episode, but you have to go through them and approve everything you're saying, which is fucking doesn't seem right. But that's the way it is. And I'm sorry, I don't know what it is. So I have to look.
I don't know. If you trust these representatives that we, I guess, voted in, I don't know.
The approval for these whistleblowers has to come through secret channels, like high up. Yeah.
And someone like they have to verify it through someone else in the company, I think.
If you're whistleblowing something publicly, the reason why they double check what they can whistleblow is to make sure that they don't go to prison.
Yeah.
Cool.
His other source was he was saying that within the community, he heard them talking about that date, 2027. And so it's weird because I don't know what the date means, but
hang on. Say that again. He overheard.
He said that he knew that different government agencies had been talking about that date.
So he doesn't really know.
He knew that. No. He has a source that he won't name, but he's saying that he also knows that other departments know of the date and Luis Elizondo
and this other guy.
Got it.
What he talked about was what he's talked about publicly is there are interdimensional beings and ultra terrestrial beings.
And they're both here. What the fuck is that? What's ultra-terrestrial?
They're both here. Ultra-terrestrial means that they are from Earth, but long before humans.
And they're fucking badass. They're ultra. He says
they may or may not have had input onto how we developed. That's what he's talking about, the ultra-terrestrials.
Like Neanderthals? Like in that sense?
Well, I know, right? So one idea that's always been out there is there are intelligent beings that messed with the DNA of certain types of humans to make the current human.
So it's the missing link theory?
Yeah. I mean, they still haven't found the missing link. And so some in that realm.
That's because God created all. I told you guys I'm Republican now. And
you're just like hardcore, fully in.
I'm diving in, man. Listen, they got all the money. They got to cash in on that shit. You think fucking Joe Rogan cares? Is that his name? Joe Rogan?
Yeah. Remember when he did Fear Factor? Remember that?
Remember the simpler time when Joe Rogan was on news when radio and then Fear Factor?
Put their hands with spiders.
That's back when he was just working out.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he's working out his brain.
He's working out a lot of things.
The interdimensional beings, he says, there are other higher conscious beings here that, you know, they don't need spacecraft to get here. Light speed is too slow to travel in space.
This is like bonkers now. Yeah. Now it's bonkers.
That feels like time travel.
Yeah. Like how the fuck? Who do they fuck, basically? Do they fuck humans?
Anyone.
They can fuck whoever. They're ultra.
Yeah, they're ultra terrestrial.
Well, I mean, that's funny that you say that as a joke, but
do they have descendants or have they been alive for thousands of years? You know,
I don't know. You know, you hear all these stories of when you try to attribute to mythology the idea that some of these things might be real, and you hear these stories of gods having sex with women or. Humans. I'm like,
yeah,
you know, sure, is any truth to that, but it's also like, what do you guys do?
Who, the humans?
No.
The gods.
The ultra-terrestrials, the interdimensional beings.
Oh, yeah. Well, can they turn into bulls and fuck bulls and shit? Or I guess they would fuck... Is a bull a boy?
Yes.
What's the girl? What's the girl bull? A cow?
Cow.
Are they the same?
Yeah.
Are they the same for real?
Cow is a girl.
Am I stupid?
Well, you just haven't had it explained
really
to you.
I
just learned this week that a steer, because I'm always like, what the fuck is a steer? A steer is a bull that's been castrated.
Okay. Yeah.
Because then they
don't jump around.
You castrate them when they're going to be beef.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that rodeo bulls, they like tie their testicles up so that they'll jump around? That's why they're jumping
around. Like right before the rodeo?
Yeah, when they're in that cage and shit, and the guy's like, oh, fuck, oh, we're about to go. There's like guys like tying, I don't know when it happens, but yeah, they like tie their balls up.
So the bull
is just jumping to get the thing off of his nuts. Yeah, he doesn't care about the guy. Yeah.
I don't know who I feel sorry for, the bull or the guy that has to tie their balls together, because there's no way he's getting paid enough. There's no way.
No, he's making minimum wage. For
imagine
sure.
Imagine that being your job. I tie the bull's balls.
I've
only been kicked 3 times, but that's pretty good for the business.
Exactly.
I hope this is real and I didn't read some misinformation 20 years ago and I'm just repeating it. But that's what I heard. So anyway, bulls are cows. I didn't know bulls were cows. I just didn't know. Aren't they? Wait, what?
No. Cows are females.
I thought girls.
Bulls are males, but steers are castrated.
No, I know, but cows is the blanket term for the entire species.
No.
Bulls are cows. Bulls are cows. I'll stand by that. That's put it on my tombstone. Bulls are cows. It's coming up next year. No, I gotta wait until 2027.
Yeah, you gotta wait until 2027 to see these.
Then everything will be fine.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Or awful. So all right. So let's get. This is fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, Joel, you watched it. You watched a different video. What were some things you took away from what you watched? Because this was him reacting to the Congress hearing that happened recently. So he weighed in on.
That was the same video I watched, I think, was the him reacting to the Congress video and he was on some sort of podcast. I took away that this is a smart, intelligent dude that has the clearance and knows what he's talking about. It's coming from multiple sources, you know, and I mean, I do think that, you know, especially his background as a weapons expert and stuff, like, that is where the technology of this stuff is going to go. I mean, historically, we have seen that's what governments want, you know, this information for. So for me, that all tracks. I'm curious how they're tracking this, like, because a 4-year prediction, you know, do they are they tracking some sort of ship that is going to arrive? Do they know, you know, like, are these eggs? Like, what is the tracking of this?
God, I hope there's eggs, dude. Oh, I hope that the ultras lay eggs.
Ugh.
That would be awesome.
Then it's the question, what came first, the ultra or the egg?
Yeah, right. Oh. We changed the whole thing.
Sorry, if you're into hummus, like, you're a carrier.
Yeah.
It's just something arbitrary, just something weird that like is in our everyday life that not everybody has.
Oh, hang on. You think that we could be ultras?
Oh, like the reveal is that I didn't even think about that.
I'm glad you got that from that, but no, that's not what I meant. But that's pretty cool if some of the ultras are among us and that they're that's when they're going to reveal themselves. They're not traveling here. They're already here. That's
awesome. It's
and
just that's like also X-Men, how they only know better.
When they're going to reveal.
Yeah.
How though? Because I'm an ultra. I can already tell you because I know the difference between a cow and a bull now. So
that's the determining factor.
but I don't know that I'm an ultra yet. So who knows?
Well, I think maybe some ultras are already, they already know, they're awakened.
Yeah, I already know. Okay. I'm probably not an ultra.
I know. I don't think you're an ultra. I'm just going to go based on the information of not knowing the difference between a bull and a calf.
I just never thought about it. I don't know.
Bulls jump around. It's very different. Bulls have,
and they're scary. Bulls are scary and cows are docile.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's not too far apart from humans.
I thought they were different.
Definitely
don't male bash.
Heifer is a female thing too. I think heifer.
I'm nice.
I think heifer is just the milker.
Heifer is what you
call it. Heifer is like cows that are used for milk.
Yeah.
Too many words for all the same thing. It's all the cows. Same thing.
Yeah.
So it's in this realm of here's this guy whistleblowing something that's fucking mind blowing to me because of the way he talks about it. Because there's not all this UFO past stigma attached to it. He talks about how this whole congressional thing was so that military can start identifying UAPs, and that this is their plan on how, because for 70 years this was all fake and now it's jumped into hyperspeed. Like, we got 5 years left. Like, okay, UFOs or UAPs, this is real. Can't look at old stuff because you're gonna like betray the government to be like, oh, we can't trust any of you because you've been lying to us for 70 years. So now we only look at the new UAP shit, and it just keeps piling up. Now NASA's jumping on. We're like, hey, you guys think this is real now? We'll look into it. I'm like, people have thought this is real the whole time, you fucking assholes.
You got to look at money, man. Like, what's the financial motivation for NASA to start saying you say this all the time about whistleblowers, like they lose all credibility, right? When it comes to, oh, I saw an alien, I'm a pilot, I saw an alien.
Uh-huh.
So you want NASA to, it rubs me the wrong way. You hate NASA so much.
Well, they used to be a private company, and then when they became a government entity, that's when it's like they're in this wishy-washy area where people believe in them, but they are government funded. And so tell me a government program that is like not just completely corrupt.
Well, but you just answered. Well, duh. They're not going to say anything about UFOs because they're paid by the people who are going, Don't talk about UFO.
Exactly. So now that they're saying it and they're still governmenting, it's like, yes, this is part of the release.
It's fine. Yeah.
That's what another takeaway from like watching this podcast with Ramirez is that like, this is part of the plan of how to like put this information into the public consciousness. So that way, when aliens do reveal themselves in 2027, there's already like a baseline believability. Because I do think like we have kind of in this last year kind of reached that tipping point where even I think a lot of skeptics are seeing there's a lot of evidence that is being like.
Dude, even the fucking Pope is like, sure. You know?
Yeah. So there
that's
is
a, this that's collective... a big fucking thing for Catholics. Like they don't want to believe in that, right? Because that fucks up their whole thing. So everyone's getting ahead of it now.
So that's so, another thing that lends itself to credibility is like, I do believe that. Like if they know that this is coming, they are going to want to, you know, have this this consciousness about it so people don't flip the fuck out. But
and from what it sounds like, they aren't nefarious, right? These aliens, because otherwise they wouldn't be preparing us, right? Because they're not preparing us for war or anything. They're preparing us for, hey, aliens, maybe.
Yeah, here's something you don't believe in that's real now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, we killed JFK. Fuck you. We don't give a shit about you. Now we got ultra humans.
Well, and truly what it sounds like they're warning us is not for the aliens. It's that, you know, people that shouldn't have this alien technology for warfare, them getting their hands on it. And so that's the other piece that is like, you know, I mean, we're already fucked with nuclear, you know, war stuff, adding some alien like technology.
Yeah. I feel like the only reason nuclear war is like a game of chicken, right? It's like no one's willing to do it because of how fucking atrocious it is. But if these aliens have like fucking awesome like laser weapons, that's good, right? I mean, for military people, they're like, yeah, oh wait, so I can shoot a guy and he disintegrates? That's good. So
unless you're the guy getting shot at and disintegrated.
Well, but I'm 40. I'm over 40. I don't know. I don't remember how old I am. I will never be in war. And so now I'm like, yeah, let's go to war, baby. Send our kids.
Full Republican. Deep dive.
Shit, I really am. No, I'm joking. But what I'm saying is like, yes, but I agree with you about the alien weapons. They don't have to be nukes to be game changers, you know. They can just be.
But we don't know. We don't know what they are.
Right, right.
I'm not saying we're all focusing on the things that we could be afraid of, but that is the first thing. Like, even in the congressional hearing, all this UAP stuff, they're like, we don't know if we can defend ourselves against this. And I'm just like, I know that we can't. But. Since they're not doing anything, now we've got hyperhumans.
Do you think that the hyperhumans, what are they called?
Ultra terrestrial just means that they're from Earth, but they're from the timeline before the timeline of our history of Earth.
It's like Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Well, okay, refresh me. I know that there's Cylons. Well, Battlestar Galactica was just a repeat, right? They just went back to Earth in the end.
The original, the Voyagers, they were like the original people on Earth.
Right. And then time is a flat circle. You get into all that weird shit.
Yeah.
All that fucking, what's that HBO show? The Time is a Flat Circle show? That like really tanked. Season one was awesome and then season two was sucked. It's got the two, come on. It's got the two.
You gotta give us more information.
All right, I'm trying. It's got the two. Every season has two like big actors.
True Detective?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I was thinking, I'm like, there's no way he's talking about that. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
what they say in season one. Time is a flat circle. They say it all the time.
Who says it? Woody Harrelson or Matthew McConaughey? Which one of them?
Probably Matthew McConaughey. It seems like something.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Now I can picture it, but he's in the interrogation room and smoking a cigarette. And like,
you know what I like about time? I get older, but it's a flat circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's ringing all the bells. Thank you.
You know what else is a flat circle? A donut with a hot dog on it.
Yeah.
Hot dog?
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this, because this is always on the, whenever something comes out that I'm like, holy shit. I'm also like in the back of my mind going like, this could be released out here to also make you think that this is what's happening. Because in the realm of a CIA whistleblower.
This information you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm like in the realm of CIA whistleblowers, there is different disinformation that comes out and you think it's like shocking stuff. And like, I hate this fear aspect, but that some people think that there's going to be a fake alien invasion happening very soon. And maybe this is that. And so the reason why we have this Space Force, which we didn't need, was to prepare us to have a place to have space warfare. Some people think that
you should be into that, man.
That you should be
into that.
Might be a disinformation guy to set you up to think that, yeah, the government's lying to you. They're going to reveal in 5 years this alien invasion's real, and none of it's real. Project Bluebeam, and they fake an alien invasion, and then they control us in other ways.
Do they?
What do you? What do you think about that?
Go ahead, Joel.
No, you go. I'm still formulating.
Well, okay. I think we got a moose on the loose here.
Moose on the loose.
I think he has a theme song. Does he have a theme song? Moose on the loose?
Yeah, I don't play it really on the main show, but I could. It's a funny theme song.
What should you
write
here?
Notes.
Okay, sorry. Fuck, what was I talking about? Oh, do they need it? Because we have like the Patriot Act and shit like that that's already fucking destroyed like all of our rights, right? I mean, like, what is it? If you live within 100 miles of a border, they can just search you at any time.
Of an airport.
But, yeah.
An international airport.
Yeah.
They count any kind of international thing. So that's like 90% of the country. It's like, how much more do they need? You know, like they can already kind of do this stuff. So what would be the point of like a false flag?
Yeah, the Patriot Act made it so that they could like basically hold people legally for no reason. It's like, yeah, suspects. So
what more do you need, right? Any one of us, if we piss off the wrong guy, can just go to a fucking black site or whatever they're called.
But in this realm of speaking where the future is going to change because of technology, because of like, let's say we shift into some free energy, right? And we know it's coming and we can't stop it. How do you control? And I'm sorry to go in this direction, but this is just thoughtful of like, how do you control a population where free energy exists? And yeah. Anybody can, and you lose all that, the money that the world has been making changes.
Well, it's not free unless someone gives it away. I don't know how to make it. Like, you know what I mean? I can't change my oil, so I'm going to have to pay for it no matter what.
Same.
What?
I don't know how to make oil. I'll have to pay for it.
Oh, she said same.
Oh, same. I thought you said lame. I think you're questioning my manhood.
No, same.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so if free energy, if we do the Tesla thing, you can just stick a rod in the ground, then maybe. But I don't know. Joel, what do you think? What do you think about
that? That's the same thing as I don't understand what the point would be to, there's so much fear in the world to stoke it with aliens and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand that rationale and thought.
Right.
But
yeah, I think we're on board. We're on board with it not being misinformation.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying.
And that's pretty cool because I mean, that's my whole thing is like, I like getting ahead of the idea that like, I don't want to fucking wait for aliens to show here to believe in them only so that I don't have misconception. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be afraid of what's going to happen. I'm going like, okay, whatever they are that are going to be here, and there might be different versions of different entities. There's some other intelligent life in the universe that is more intelligent than us that are gonna be here if they're not already here already. I believe they're already here. And how does that affect my life, how I teach my kid, how I treat people, like to be a part of the cosmic universe is weird to me because it's like joining the afterlife while you're alive because it's just so big. It's so vast to be like, everything you believe is wrong. What do you do next?
Well, not everything. I mean, the golden rule still applies.
And I don't know if like every, I mean, I think aliens have been in like, you know, in our like conscious thought and sci-fi thoughts for, you know, forever. Like, yeah. So I think that, you know, it is, it has been in the realm of fantasy and, you know, science fiction and is now becoming more in to the science realm of things. Right. Like,
but take every single alien intelligent being experience thought you've ever had and picture in the movie Contact when Jodie Foster's dad is the face of the alien, like because they were trying to make her feel comfortable. Even that, in a moment that I think is beautifully magical, I still wouldn't, there's a fear behind it to me. It's just like, I wouldn't trust that. You're showing yourself as my dad to me. Holy fuck, dude. Yeah. Like, they can't trust you.
I mean, that's incredibly manipulative.
It can be. It can be. It can also be really fucking hot. Not when it's your dad. I'm sorry. Not when it's your dad. No. Think about dating one of these shapeshifters. They could be anything, man. They could be anything. Every night you get a new person to sleep with. That'd be fun. Right?
That's presupposing that it's, you know, they shapeshift. We don't know if they shapeshift. They could just be.
According to Contact, they do.
Yeah, well, it's a mental projection because they're in a.
So what? You never thought about someone else when you're.
No, I'm saying shapeshift is like too small of a term, because to be a mental projection of whatever you want is like a million times bigger.
Yeah. Because you're actually controlling someone's thoughts in that way.
Yeah. But you know, I don't know. Who do we? Who cares? Who cares? Like we can't even trust the people that we elect.
Yeah.
We're not going to trust these aliens. There's going to be a whole new racism, speciesism.
Oh my god.
Boy, come with us if you want to have a better life. Just jump on our ship.
Why are all the aliens Australian? It's so weird. It's hard to take them seriously. They're
Wouldn't
so
that be
funny.
Amazing if Australia is these just ultra-terrestrial beings? Like, if they were Australians the whole time.
Oh, dude, New Zealand would
are
be
like, we were trying
pissed.
To tell you. I would be so happy.
We were right to bag on these Kiwis this whole time. They're subhuman. And it's a fact. Kiwi's a subhuman.
Oh, shit. But they shot the fucking Lord of the Rings there.
That's New Zealand.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Right? Australia and New Zealand are different.
No, but they
like
don't.
Cows and bulls.
No, that's what I'm saying. No. Australians hate New Zealanders. They call them Kiwis.
Yes. Yes.
And they hate them.
Yeah.
So in this scenario, go on.
We had to get you used to us, so we released Nicole Kidman to you.
And then she lost her whole accent.
Oh, my God. So, Hugh Jackman? The Lerp? Think of all these Australians.
Who was the second one? Hugh Jackman and who?
Baz Luhrmann.
Oh.
Baz? You know Baz?
Yes.
Cate Blanchett, Margot Robbie.
Oh, my God. Barbie?
Margot Robbie's Australian.
Naomi Watts, Toni Collette.
All the Hemsworths.
I love it. Dude, have you ever, we never talked about this. I think your wife looks like Toni Collette.
Oh my
God.
Is
that a thing?
She does.
She's been told that. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, no, that's accurate.
Yeah, dude.
And then they got the bad boy, gosh dang it, Mel Gibson, you know?
Oh, man. That would make a lot of sense.
That's when, like, okay, wait, let's just hold off for a later date after Lethal Weapon, maybe 2027.
Yeah. That's where the date comes in.
Let's wait for this heat to die down, yeah? Mel, you can't. Listen, we all know that religion is a fraud.
See, I think what's throwing me is your Australian accent sounds more New Zealand to me.
I know. That's because I watch a lot of fucking, like, What We Do in the Shadows and, like, all these New Zealand
guys.
Yes,
exactly. You're pulling that. But if it makes you feel any better, notice that I am not doing any accent at all because mine would be, you'd be like, is that even, like, words? What is that?
So, okay, we got to wrap it up. What is... I don't know, Willie, wrap it up.
I am completely fascinated by this whistleblower and the idea that in 5 years, our life is going to change. And it's going to be, it may not be a shock to, like, we're not going to be slaves or anything weird, but it's going to be as shocking as, like, learning the internet, you know, having to learn a new way of life because new information has changed. And I like being ahead of it to because I want to feel like my place in the universe has nothing to do with my social status, the money that I make, all this shit that, like, has been my life. How do I break out of what my life is? And I'm not saying that like alien or non-human entities are a savior to that, but I want to break out of this. And I still drink too much but I'm excited to have a different experience in the universe.
God, it would be so refreshing. I think that's well said. I don't know what drinking has to do with it. I mean, drinking's always going to be fun. I don't care what aliens come with. Like, we got alcohol, so it's fun.
Yeah, like, you got better alcohol.
Yeah. They're probably prudes, man. They probably don't fucking do shit.
I know. How do you roll your eyes? Just everything we do. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't understand sarcasm. They're like, they're autistic in a weird alien way. Yeah. Just no fun.
Well, I think either way, we got to do this podcast again in 4 years and, you know, reevaluate when the aliens.
God damn, you're so fucking right. I hope it happens. Joel, do you have any kind of final thoughts on this? Like, where's your mind at?
Yeah, I mean, I am very curious. I feel like similar to Willie, like knowing that there is a, you know, there's more out there than us. Like, I think that puts into context of, you know, feeling that we're like one and that, you know, we're all part of this like big gigantic universe. And it, I don't know, makes me feel less lonely. Maybe
that's interesting. It makes me feel more alone, I think, to if this is true and there's a whole different species, I feel like I would feel so alone. Why does it make you feel more connected?
I don't like the idea that there's other beings out there that, you know, there's possibility to connect with them. And, you know, it's just like connecting with people in other countries. There's something about having that global aspect that makes things feel less.
That's such a good like thing to bring up because like, when I connect to people from other countries, it makes me say in my head that like, oh yeah, you know, like I always bag on America, capitalism, whatever, but like, because I feel like it squeezes the humanity out of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So remarkable. On top of that, Joelle, the thing that you did with the green envelope, it's just so beautiful. And like, it's so rare and unique, but like, everybody wants to do that.
Yeah.
And so I'm so happy that you did that. It's amazing.
Thanks.
I'm just curious before we end, why is it called green envelope?
That's what residuals come in, a green envelope.
Really?
Yeah.
Not to me. Well, thanks everyone for listening. No. Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/reallife, because I'm not in the fucking guild. I never joined the guild. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi Monday nights. Joelle, I mean, watch any of her numerous shows, Foundation, Tig and Seek, which is that still available or did they purge it?
They pulled it. It's very, very sad.
Yeah. Talk about capitalism.
No longer watch Tig and Seek, but
download it, pirate it. It doesn't matter because no one's getting paid anyway. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to continue the conversation with you. So if you want to continue listening, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. Boom. Boom. That's it.
Woohoo!
Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Hey, good night.